To encourage downtown ridership and reduce road traffic in Portland, TriMet, the governing body for Portland area public transportation, has a designated area called the Free Rail Zone. From Southwest 10th Avenue to Lloyd Center in Northeast, people can ride the MAX east and west without paying a penny. You need to ride outside of the zone, however. It's $2.30 for a two-hour pass and $4.60 to ride all day. We live about three blocks from a MAX station, which falls just one stop outside of the Free Rail Zone. You probably see where I'm going with this. The nearest station in the Free Rail Zone is about 15 blocks away from our home, and 12 from the station where I normally get on every morning before work. Hopefully you see my logic. By cutting out the additional 12 blocks I would have to walk just to ride the rest of the way for free, I'm compromising a good 10 minutes of sleep every day. So what do? Steal rides to work. Rather than fork over a couple bucks to ride to work and home, I just hop on and hope for the best. I've been doing this for months now, never once running into any issues. Hear the message on the intercom every day I ride.
Proof of payment and validated fare are required beyond the free zone.
The other day at work, I was brought on board for a project that required my flip camcorder, which I had left at home. The MAX allows me to run home and make it back to work in 40 minutes flat, provided I get off at the stop nearest my apartment. Money's a little tight at the moment, so I freeloaded again, as usual. Or at least that's what I was planning on doing. We pulled up to the PGA Park MAX station when an alert came on the intercom. We riders were told to have our tickets ready so TriMet security could verify we paid the fare. I froze. In that moment, I heard my girlfriend's voice. She's always warned me against riding illegally. She's seen fare checked in the past. I hadn't. She's always the one to pay, even when I steal a ride. My first thought was she can never hear about this. She can never know she was right. In pressure situations where a lie might wiggle me free of consequence, I'm most likely to spill my guts without hesitation. This man, stern but kind-looking, told me to wait outside the train where he would write me a ticket. A bolder man would dash away, but I've watched too many episodes of Cops. I know how high-speed chases end, never mind the low-speed ones. This man, who looked like every father of every girl I've ever dated, asked, "What happened?" I don't know, I just didn't get a ticket," I said. I could feel the sweat beat across my brow. I took a personality test recently that revealed my greatest fear is physical or emotional pain, and fear of being in any type of trouble. And this was proof positive. "Did you have the money to buy a ticket?" he asked. No, I had the money. I was just stupid." He looked at me blankly, almost with pity, as if to say, "Yes, you were stupid." See, that's the thing about me. My rap sheet is short and pretty boring, but you'll never see me commit the same offense twice. Driving with expired license tags, driving without an insurance card, one warning for speeding, one minor consumption, once bitten, twice shy. You find yourself in Portland stuck in the driving rain, broiling heat or gusty cold, it's worth the $2.30 to ride the MAX. You might get by TriMet once or twice or even a dozen times. But when they do catch you, you'll think nothing of the $2.30 you could have paid. Trust me, it's better than having your girlfriend say, "I told you so."